WKJAN Sports.
Time for Checkup Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Not a lot of high school baseball and softball action yesterday. I'm sure you can imagine why. The rain and winds pretty much were the winners yesterday. In the few games that were played, though, in boys baseball, Harlan defeated Sioux City East by a score of 5-2. It was Arweva over West Harrison, 14-2. Woodward Granger topping Panorama, 4-3. In girls softball, IKM Manning a 13-1 winner over Woodbine. West Harrison beat Arweva 9-6. Woodward Granger topping Panorama, 13-0. Well, the weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings show Ankeny number 1 in 4A, followed by Iowa City West, Fort Dodge, West Des Moines Valley, and Johnston, the top 5. Dowling Catholic, Des Moines East, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Muscatine, and Sioux City East round out the top 10. In Class 3A, Clear Lake is number 1, followed by Bishop Heland Catholic, Davenport Assumption, Glenwood is 4th, and Benton Community 5th. Lamar's, Central DeWitt, Sheraton, Harlan, and Waverly Shellrock round out the top 10. In 2A, it's North Polk on top, followed by Dyersville Beckman, Cascade, Roland Story, Kemper Catholic at number 5, Wilton is 6, Ogden 7, Trainer is in at number 8, Iowa City Regina is 9th, and St. Albert is in at number 10. And in Class 1A, Mason City Newman is top rated, followed by Van Meter, Twin Cedars, Don Bosco, Martinsdale St. Mary's in the top 5, Lawton Bronson, Hinton, West Lyon, Lisbon, and Lansing Key round out the top 10 in the small school class this week. Adam Plutko worked 6 innings, and Eric Filia hit a 2-run single as UCLA beat Mississippi State 3-1 in Game 1 of the best-of-3 College World Series finals in Omaha last night. Plutko retired the first 9 batters and held the Bulldogs to a run and 4 hits to help the Bruins get within 1 victory of their first national championship in baseball. Mississippi State had its chances to tie the game or pull ahead, but left runners in scoring position for the last 6 innings. The Bruins can wrap up their championship tonight with a win in Omaha. Should Mississippi State win tonight to tie the series at 2 each, there'll be a third and deciding game. Well, the Toronto Blue Jays team record-tying 11-game winning streak came to an end last night as James Loney, Will Myers, and Sam Fold hit consecutive homers as Tampa Bay downed the Jays 4-1. The back-to-back-to-back blast came off Esmel Rogers and put the Rays up 3-0 in the second inning. It was Myers' first-round tripper at home and his second since the highly touted outfield prospect was recalled last Monday. He's hitting .294 with 7 RBIs in 8 games. Jeremy Hellickson was outstanding over 7 shutout innings, limiting Toronto to 1 hit and 4 walks, striking out 4. Baltimore dropped another half game in the AL East standings with a 5-2 loss to Cleveland. Michael Brantley hit a 2-run homer and a 2-run single as the Indians won for the 9th time in 12 games to pull within 3.5 games of the AL Central leading Tigers. Ubaldo Jimenez allowed solo homers to Matt Wieters and Nick Markakis, but he pitched into the 6th to improve to 6-4. The Birds now are 2.5 back of the East leading Red Sox after their 4th consecutive loss. Yasiel Puig had another strong game as the Los Angeles Dodgers downed San Francisco 3-1. The rookie hit a first-inning homer and singled home the insurance run in the 8th to cap a 3-for-4 night. Puig is batting .442 with 7 homers and 14 RBIs in 20 games since his Major League debut 3 weeks ago. Hanley Ramirez doubled home the tie-breaking run before scoring on Puig's final hit. Philadelphia carried a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the 9th inning before Kyle Blanks fueled a pair of rallies to push San Diego past the Phillies 4-3 in 10 innings. Blanks hit a 2-run single and scored the tying run on a pass ball by Carlos Ruiz. Blanks later singled home the winning run as the Padres moved back over the .500 mark and within 3 games of National League West leading Arizona. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, the Iowa Cubs a winner over Memphis 6-1. The Omaha Storm Chasers grab a 3-2 victory over Oklahoma City. Well, the Chicago Blackhawks have won their 5th Stanley Cup and 2nd since 2010, doing so with a 2-goal flurry in the waning moments. Brian Bickell and Dave Boland scored in the final 76 seconds to give the Blackhawks a thrilling 3-2 comeback win over the Bruins in Game 6 of the finals in Boston. Boland's cup-winning goal came just 17 seconds after Bickell had scored to tie the match. The Bruins appeared poised to force a Game 7 after Milan Lucic tallied with 7:49 left. Boston later killed off a minor penalty, but they couldn't hold off a Chicago team that outshot the Bruins 16-7 in the third period. Jonathan Toews scored the Hawks' first goal and assisted on the game-tying tally. Toews' availability for the game was in doubt after he suffered a head injury in Saturday's win over the Bruins. Corey Crawford handled 23 shots for the Blackhawks, while Tuukka Rask made 28 saves for the Bruins. Patrick Kane came away with the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP of the playoffs. Kane scored 9 goals and had 19 points in the 23 playoff games for the Blackhawks. Rafael Nadal was a first-round casualty at Wimbledon. The men's number 5 seed, fresh off his win in the French Open, was ousted by Belgium's Steve Darcy, the world's 135th-ranked player, 7-6, 7-6, and 6-4. That loss was the first for Nadal, a two-time Wimbledon winner, in the first round of a major. His opening round record in majors now stands at 34-1. That defeat ended Nadal's 22-match winning streak. The fifth seed in the women's division was also a loser on day one, as Sara Errani of Italy was beaten in straight sets by Puerto Rican teenager Monica Puig. Errani, the runner-up at last year's French Open, lost 6-3 and 6-2 to the 65th-ranked player in the first match on Court 18 of the Grass Court Grand Slam. In other results, women's second seed Victoria Azarenka won her opening match in straight sets, as did third-seeded Maria Sharapova and number 12 Anna Ivanovic. On the men's side, defending champ and third-seeded Roger Federer opened play with a straight sets win over his opponent, and the match took just 68 minutes. Second seed Andy Murray, the British favorite every year at Wimbledon, reached the second round with a straight sets win over Germany's Benjamin Becker. Sixth seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga of France eased into the second round with a straight sets win. Men's number 18 John Isner finished a quick Grand Slam match for a change, as he picked up a straight sets win as well. Well, the NCAA has voted to expand the use of replay review in college basketball, and they've also instituted the 10-second backcourt rule for the women's game. The Playing Rules Oversight Panel also approved a tweak to the charging blocking foul in the men's game, and they gave referees leeway when it comes to penalties for accidentally elbowing an opponent above the shoulders. The approved changes are effective immediately. Well, the Denver Nuggets have found their next head coach. A person with knowledge of the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Indiana Pacers assistant coach Brian Shaw has agreed to succeed George Karl. The Denver Post first announced the agreement with Shaw, and the former Phil Jackson pupil told the newspaper he's been prepared by the best of the best for his first NBA head coaching job. Shaw is a former NBA guard and longtime NBA assistant coach who has interviewed about a dozen times for head coaching positions, but he kept coming up short until Monday. He takes over a team that set a team record for victories, but was eliminated in the Western Conference quarterfinals, and that led to Carl's ouster. Well, the NFL has handed down four-game suspensions to Colts receiver Lavon Brazil and Giants wideout Brandon Collins for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Brazil will be eligible to return to the active roster following Indy's game September 29th against Jacksonville. He can practice at training camp and play in all four preseason games. Collins can also go through full training camp and will be eligible to return to the active roster on September 30th. That'll be the day after the Giants play the Chiefs. Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly says he has been told by doctors that he won't need to undergo chemotherapy or radiation treatment after having surgery to remove cancerous cells in his jaw. The former Buffalo Bills star said he had the left side of his jaw and the teeth on that side of his mouth removed in surgery on June 7th. He was released from the hospital 3 days later. And in golf news, already missing Tiger Woods, the AT&T National now has to do this week without U.S. Open champ Justin Rose. Rose has withdrawn from the tournament because of fatigue. He says in a statement that he's disappointed to pull out of a tournament that he won in 2010, but the last 3 weeks have been mentally and physically demanding. Woods withdrew last week because of an elbow injury. He won't play again till the British Open. That leaves Masters champion Adam Scott as the featured player this week at Congressional. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.